Good evening. This year's Summer Service Youth Presentation introduction comes from the Old Testament book of the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter, its 11th verse. The topic is, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd." To begin with, and it goes without saying, that Jesus, the Son of God, is this shepherd of which Isaiah speaks about. Dear believing youth and believers of all ages, you, along with me, are the sheep in the flock of the shepherd. It is interesting how the prophet Isaiah paints such illustrative pictures of Jesus' life, of his birth, his death, and throughout. Here, the full verse from Isaiah reads in this way, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young." From this picture, we can see the Lord Jesus feeding and guiding his sheep on the way to heaven. He does so knowing the needs of all his sheep, just as is recorded in the familiar shepherd's psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." What is life's purpose? God has gifted each of us a temporal calling, one where we labor to learn and do well, to be responsible citizens, to help others around us, to be a friend and to have friends, and to experience happiness and joy, even throughout struggles and sorrow, which also do come. This temporal calling is bound by God's time frame, however. As believers, we know this and we are happy for it, because God has created us for eternity. For a believer, our journey is here on earth, but our heart is in heaven. As it is written in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14, "For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come." The picture you see on this slide is from the Illustrated Home Bible. As I was preparing this lesson, my 6-year-old son sat next to me and studied this picture with much intent. He then said to me, "Dad, it would be scary to be a shepherd." He continued with explanation, saying, the shepherd might fall off that cliff and get hurt or die. In John chapter 10, Jesus actually speaks to the very thought. He says in his parable, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine." The Lord never leaves his sheep, but rather seeks out the lost ones. Then I would speak to this truth, that the enemy is real and ever-present and wishes to draw us away from the shepherd. In Christianity, we speak of a threefold enemy. The devil causes one to doubt, reject the word of God, and even war against God. The world entices us with many forms of sinful entertainment, ungodly music and movies, and alcohol and illegal drugs. Our flesh carries sinful pride, carnality and lusts and evil desires. The scripture testifies to the reality of the enemy and also the consequence of sin. Although there are many places in scripture, I would just mention these two. It is recorded in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And in Romans 6, 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. The scripture also reminds us, however, of the peace and life which comes from the Good Shepherd. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus speaks of the peace of the Comforter, or Holy Ghost, which the Father would send in his name, saying, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And in Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is worthy encouragement when we are reminded to preserve faith in good conscience. The congregation of God is the shepherd's flock. God's kingdom is a secure place to dwell. It's where the living word of God is found and not anywhere else. Simon Peter understood this also when he stated to Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Jesus is here helping and teaching and feeding and guiding and will always be. In God's kingdom, the voice of the living Holy Spirit teaches. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit in this way, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Thus, the voice of the Spirit is also the voice of the Good Shepherd. It is our spiritual mother who cares for us as a mother cares for her children. As is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 19, it does not come in a strong wind or in an earthquake or by fire, but by a still small voice. The people of God know and recognize this voice, just as Jesus said when he spoke of his sheep in John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, that he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. We are comforted by the voice of the Spirit and are happy and thankful to have it in our life. It is especially secure to know that this voice is the same to the young and old believer alike. Within this flock are believing friends. They are escorts in faith, and they are both young and old. In God's kingdom, Jesus offers the life-giving gospel, the forgiveness of all sins. This proclamation is believed by penitent sinners, weak and in need of help. It gives strength for the journey of faith. The congregation of God can be found described throughout Scripture and song. In Psalms chapter 74, verse 2, it is written, remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, thy rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. From Isaiah chapter 32, verse 18, it says, and my people shall dwell in peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. And in the first verse of hymn 321, it is written, I find in Zion peace and rest. This world is full of sorrow. A little sparrow in a nest will never fear the morrow. So come what may, here I can stay. My heart today has everything I need. Jesus said of the children, of such is the kingdom of God. And whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. This teaching of Jesus is reinforced throughout the scripture. Sometimes we are in need of the care of God, where he brings us to a place of humility. He does so because he has love for our undying soul. This love is written about in Revelation chapter 3. It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him and he with me. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. A childlike heart receives this blessing. Do you remember when God's children were taken into captivity in Babylon for 70 years? God's people were in great distress and cried for help. God comforted them through the prophet Jeremiah with this promise, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Today, we live in a world where there is much turmoil and strife. Worries and fears come, and we often wonder of our future. You can be sure that God knows even all of this, and his same promise of blessing is for you and I yet today. We are secure in the kingdom of God. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It is the wisdom of God that his word carries throughout all time for help to his own. And now at this time, we will have a panel discussion.